We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've got the Satan man!
It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So y'all mentioned the whole Caitlin Clark $5 million for the big three thing. We don't have to get all back into the entire subject because there are other things here I'd like to talk to y'all about. But so first off, Ice Cube hasn't heard back from her. That's kind of a thing. He has not gotten a yes or no. I don't know if there's a deadline there that she has to answer back by. But Kenyon Martin, who you mentioned played in the Big Three, was on Gil's Arena, Gilbert Arenas' podcast. He had an interesting tidbit of information that might end up being kind of a reality if she were to take this money and go play for the Big Three.
She would not score one.
She would score.
Lexi.
That's brute basketball.
Lexi.
I think she would score.
It's 3-on-3. She can't hide nowhere.
How's she going to get the ball, Pat? She going to take the ball out?
She going to take the ball out, then what?
They're going to pick her up right soon as that
soon
line
as she
comes.
Take,
soon
you know,
as she try to cross that line.
Boom. Boom. What? And it's and the game. And it's done, right?
I believe that.
Yeah, he might be right. Yeah. I think they would probably
go harder
possible.
At her than they would go at other dudes just to prove a point.
It's entirely possible. So? That's my answer. So what?
I still think take that $5
million. I get $5
million
to get locked up by Kenyon Martin all day long.
Yeah.
Sure. Great. That's $5 million I didn't have, and I didn't have to score.
You know? But she can shoot from logos and whatnot. That's probably what she would have to do. But you can think of like she's like 5'10".
Is she that tall?
Like 6'6". Yeah.
She's that tall? So, yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
So UW's new defensive coordinator was introduced yesterday. Now, I can't tell if this was an introductory press conference. I don't think so. It looked like more like they were on a radio show.
Uh-huh.
So it is Steve Belichick.
Uh-huh.
And Steve was asked the comparisons between him and his dad.
No, man, we definitely have similarities. I got a job and he doesn't.
Damn.
he knows that.
I got a question. Because I just want to know this, and I'm talking about coaches' sons. Who has a weird-looking child? Bill Belichick or John Gruden's
John
son?
Gruden.
John Gruden's
John
son,
Gruden,
yeah. All the way.
What's his name, Deuce?
Yeah.
Deuce.
John Gruden's son or Bill Belichick?
If Steve Belichick were to cut the mullet, he would look like a normal dude.
But No. No.
I mean, the mullet doesn't help,
no,
for sure.
Deuce Gruden
is an odd-looking fella.
That's an odd
because he's about 5'5", right?
Is he that tall?
I don't know, but he is like...
He's 5'5", bow-legged. 5'5", bow-legged. So...
Let me just get a picture real quick of Deuce.
Yeah.
He looks like... This is perfect. He looks like, you know, that mannequin that kung fu guys use to punch? That's what he looks like.
Exactly.
He looks like the martial arts dummy that they
exactly
train on.
Like. Yeah, exactly what it looks like.
5'6", according to Google.
Okay.
All right. So Jason and Travis Kelce had Saquon Barkley, brand new signed Philadelphia Eagle. Thank goodness for Saquon being on the podcast, because leave it up to Saquon to ask the hard-hitting questions to the Kelce brothers.
If you had a drinking contest, who's winning?
Ooh. At a drinking contest, yeah. I'm pretty sure I've beaten Jason the last 3 to 5 times.
Mm-hmm. He's on a this chug is off. Completely made up. First of all, what's the competition? Yeah. What? We're talking about chugging, just chugging a beer.
So chugging and then like toe to toe.
Toe to toe with what?
Who's calling quits? Here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I can definitely drink more volume. I don't even think that's a question.
What?
Yeah.
What? You think? You're already down to 260.
I'm 283.
We're in the same weight class now.
I know, but I'm. 283? You don't have the heart that I do when it comes to drinking.
It's March. We're in the same weight class right now.
I don't think you heard that. He said you don't definitely have the heart when it comes to drinking.
You're more ingrained. You've been drinking more than I have.
He hasn't stayed out past 10 p.m. since 2017.
Did you not see me at your playoff games this year? Did you not see me at your playoff games this year?
Do you remember any of that?
But no, because I was drinking all day.
There you go.
This is good.
There
you go. I love it back and forth.
I would love to see that.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I would
love to see that.
My mind says Jason.
We've both seen them drunk.
Yeah.
So I would go. I'd probably go Trav.
Really? Okay.
Jason's got the weight, I think, and you can absorb more alcohol, but I feel like Travis probably goes harder a little bit.
I think Travis goes more often. I think the first one to pass out probably Jason, though, because Jason will go so fast, and I think over a long period of time.
Okay, so he's more of a sprinter.
Yeah, I think Travis.
Than a marathon runner.
Yeah. I think Travis wins.
Unless it was like lining up shots and knocking them down, I think Jason might have the edge there.
All right, but let's just
– in a marathon.
Like, I think that's what – when I say who can drink – like, who wins a drinking contest? I don't mean who drinks faster.
You go for shots.
I mean, who drinks more? Yeah. Like, give it the same amount of time, however you need it. Every 10 minutes, we're going to do a shot of whatever you want.
Right. Vodka, last man standing,
whiskey,
type.
Whatever.
Right.
Who's every 10 minutes, you got until somebody taps out or falls over.
Right.
Who's the last one there?
Travis.
Okay.
I said it's Travis.
If we did that at the radio station, everybody lines up.
Oh.
Shots of, we'll do... whatever, it doesn't matter. I don't care. Whatever everyone agrees upon. It could be tequila. It could be Tito's. It could be bourbon.
It would have to be something 80 proof. I can't do any Fireball or anything.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
Nothing. You know, no Chattanooga whiskey 111. You know what I mean? Just
Keep
standard Tito's. Okay. Every 10 minutes, shot of Tito's. Who's the last person on their feet?
I think it'd be Randy and Rob Tribble at the end.
Don't drink liquor, really.
I think Mike Bell's standing.
Mike Bell would probably be able to. Yeah.
But see, that was the one thing about Mike, because we got challenged by, I think Carl had said I couldn't go with Mike, go toe for toe with Mike.
I think you definitely could.
I do too.
There's no disrespect to Mike. Yeah. But
it's not. I've hung
Randy
with Mike,
and Mike
all day
before. I mean, it's Randy and Mike.
And I could hang with y'all. At some point, I feel like my weight would catch up to me. I'm a 175, so.
You can only put so much in there.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, and for all the people, I saw that this morning. About,
no, you do good, though. You do good.
About Travis was people were, so would, I guess hey. There was a picture of him on the beach with his gal. He got dad bod.
People are giving him crap about it, too.
I'm like, why?
Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
He's with Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They went on a little beach, Brazil or something like that.
Yeah, he had his shirt off. He got dad bod hair and chest. He got her. But the people who were messing with him, like, you do know that Travis is an elite athlete.
Yeah.
And he looks like that under his shoulder pad.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's March.
It's okay. Haters.
Also.
Yeah.
Haters.
It's okay.
Like I told you, don't worry about that, man. That man got
who would fall over first at the radio station? Who'd be the first one to not be able to make it?
Garrett.
One of the college kids.
Yeah, Garrett. Yeah, Garrett still drinks Amaretto Sours.
Well, because they're freshly out of college. And
ever
that's
since
what they were
we
doing.
Found out Garrett drank out of a Stanley, he's been catching more strays than anyone at the radio station.
I love
station.
That boy. I love that kid.
Also,
man.
I think Garrett's been out of college for a while. Like, I don't think
Garrett's like
23.
Yeah.
Garrett's like 30. Garrett and Dylan both 30.
Yeah, they're both 30 years old.
But I still say they won.
They're the slimmest margin of time removed from college.
That's what I'm saying, dog. Yeah, Garrett drank Alvarez Sours and stuff.
And another cool, quick story, Vanessa Bryant just gifted the UConn basketball team the unreleased Italian camo Pro Tros, the Kobe's, to UConn's basketball team before the matchup.
That's awesome. Yeah. But if I'm USC, whoa, how you going to get us the shoes? Don't give.
Well, because Kobe was a big UConn fan.
I know he was. I know.
Right
down the street. Everything.
And what did Duquesne got some LeBrons?
Yeah, Duquesne got some LeBrons.
But there was a connection there.
That's always the coolest thing when they show the reaction of the other kids.
Yeah.
Oh! Because I heard this topic this morning about sneakerheads. I don't understand them. I don't understand sneakerheads because I don't understand buying shoes and not wearing them.
Me either.
I mean, if I bought some $300 shoes, I want everybody to see my $300 shoes.
Me too.
Are you talking about never wearing them? Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I would never do that. I have like a 10-pair shoe rotation, but I wear them all.
What if Latrell Sprewell showed up in the Alabama locker room with some of those old Sprewell
sprees?
Yeah, the old sprees.
That's just
like the sprees.
The ankle injury waiting to happen.
I like the sprees.
Now those are great. I would wear those.
Yeah. Who's going to buy USC's basketball team some shoes? Is what they need to figure out.
OJ Mayo.
Snoop.
Oh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.